we see it day in, day out, that women love coming together and having that space. And it's a bit of me time to be around other women. And like, obviously the need assessment we've done has highlighted that, it's actually given us data, not just what we see every day, that women enjoy having those spaces with other women to try something new, or just to have time for themselves, essentially. And obviously highlighting the issues as well that women are facing within their lives, balancing work and childcare. And mental health has obviously come up as a big issue. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Obviously, the last 5 years that we've had, people are now feeling the stress of those years. So some of the findings aren't surprising from our point of view, because we work with women every day. But we're now sharing that with the wider community to say, how can we respond to what women are saying that they need from the community for their own health and wellbeing, and also for their empowerment as well.
In terms of Donegal County Council, in terms of government, in terms of other agencies and groups, what is needed to make the lives of women in Donegal better, according to the findings that have come from this report?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've found, like, we know with who work in the community, there's actually so much going on in the community. But one of the things that we hear women say, but has been said in the report as well, in women's responses, is that they don't know things are happening. And I think, so I don't believe in inventing the wheel. So there's already stuff going on. I think there's maybe a disconnect. So even from that point of view, from the county council, I suppose even the development of a website, you know, that like the community sector, we can upload the information that's what events or activities are happening, and they could be sort of correlated into different areas. And if they say, like, the everyday person could go online and they go, I live in that area, and then the list of what's happening in those areas, they can see straight away. That's something quite, I think something simple like that could really be beneficial, so that people are finding out what's going on in their community, because there actually is a lot going on in the community, but people just don't realise that it is. So, and then when people are availing those services, then we can identify the true gaps, you know, like what is actually missing, sort of thing.
This isn't the end of a conversation from your point of view. The publication of this report is very much the start of the conversation.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, obviously, we're responding to needs that women have said, like from the courses that we're putting on in our autumn programme. But there's other conversations here as well. Like, obviously, there's like local issues, and then there's obviously national issues, like gender equality is a global issue. And gender equality examples here, you know, that how we discuss why there are still these issues in our community. You know, so that's a whole community conversation that we need to be having, and how, you know, obviously Donegal was a big county as well, what different areas, what community groups in different areas can do to support women as well. So we'll be working on responding to the needs of women throughout the year and for the next so many years to come. But I think collectively as well, how can we better support women? That's another conversation that we need to have.